from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And, yes, we are live. Yes, we are on the air. And that is why we are on the air. Let me explain why. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are an essential service to the nation. No non-essential personnel here on the Todd Starnes radio show. So we are up and running, unlike the federal government. Now, there's going to be a lot of moving parts today. I will say this, that we understand there is going to be a vote in the Senate. We were talking to Senator Roger Marshall from the great state of Kansas, and Roger Marshall says they don't have the votes. They need 60 votes to get this thing done and get the continuing resolution to the president's desk. That's not going to happen. They don't have the numbers. The Democrats are in a free-for-all, and the Schumer shutdown has completely discombobulated the Democrats. They don't know what to do. They are completely lost, and it's really a beautiful thing to watch these bloviating and blustering blowhards. What an incredible thing. What an incredible sight to behold. So here's the deal, and here's where we are at this moment. The Democrats say the government is going to be shut down until funding for NPR and PBS is restored. They're looking for $500 million in funding for National Public Welfare Radio, as well as the Muppets over on Sesame Street. The Democrats are also demanding taxpayer-funded health care for the illegal alien invaders. So they're literally holding all of us hostage so that we can provide health care to the illegal aliens. So the good news is that Speaker Johnson and Majority Leader Thune have drawn a line in the sand, and they say, this is it. We're not giving you anything. We're not budging an inch, which is actually a very refreshing thing to hear from the Republicans, right? Well done, Speaker Johnson. So there is some brand new polling out today from the New York Times. An overwhelming majority of Americans now say the Democrats should not have shut down the government. 65%. That's a significant number, because that tells me that a lot of Democrats also believe that that the government should have stayed open. A lot of Democrats are siding with the Republicans on this. And by the way, so are a lot of independents. I mean, it's really fascinating. Also, another component here, and I think the Washington Post, and I've got the Washington Post story on this, is really a fascinating read, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But one of the interesting things here is that Donald Trump is a master strategist, and he is playing 4D chess with the Democrats right now, and he's kicking their butts. He's kicking Schumer's butt all over the place. Hakeem Jeffries, he doesn't know what to do. So it turns out that now that the government is shut down, not only are these government workers furloughed, these so-called non-essential workers, not only are they furloughed, but there's a good possibility that the Trump administration can actually go in and completely eliminate their jobs. In other words, as many as 300,000 government workers could be unemployed, and that could happen as soon as later today. I mean, this is insane. Going back to the New York Times poll, you ready for this? 43% of Democrats broke from their own party to side with the Republicans here, and 59%, an overwhelming number of independents, say no to the shutdown as well. So the question begs to be asked, why is it that Chucky Schumer is ignoring the will of his own party? I mean, the rank and file of his own party out there, the Democrats across the fruited plain, the Democrats are saying, we don't want this. We don't want it. And I want to explain why Chucky Schumer is doing this, because Chucky Schumer is really not in charge of his party right now. As a matter of fact, I think the argument could be made that there's a leadership vacuum within the party, but I am more convinced that AOC and her ilk, one Jasmine Crockett and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all those folks, those radical chicks, I think they're the ones that are actually running the party, and I believe that Chuck Schumer is scared to death of them. He hears Jasmine Crockett shucking and jiving all over the place. Shucking and jiving. Ow! Good, good. Yeah, I got no audio. It's just that it's Jasmine Crockett, and she's shucking and jiving. And I think that Chuck Schumer is very concerned about the shucking and the jiving because he's from Long Island. He doesn't understand. What does that mean? Who is she shucking and jiving? And I don't want to be shucked. I don't want to be jived. That's what Chuckie Schumer is saying. So I think that the Democrats are in, it is a, as we said this phrase over and over again last night on Newsmax, I was filling in for Greg Kelly in primetime, and I forget who we had on the show, but he goes, Starnes, it's a bleep show. The Democrats are, it's a bleep show. And I agreed with the guy. I mean, it is a big bleep show. And it's not even grade A bleep. This is stinky bleep. Well, it all stinks, but this is like really atrocious. And that's where we are right now. It's a beautiful thing to watch. So Speaker Johnson doing a great job. Donald Trump playing him like a fiddle. It's a beautiful thing to see. Vice President J.D. Vance is out there, and he just destroyed the Democrats because now they're coming out, and the Democrats are saying that they're not giving free health care to the illegals. Take a listen to the VP.
This is a Democrat talking point. They say we're not actually trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens, and here's why it's not true. There are two Biden-era programs that explicitly gave the taxpayer health care money to illegal aliens that we turned off when President Trump took over in January. Program number one is there's a lot of emergency health care at hospitals that are provided to illegal aliens. That was funded by the federal government. We turned off that funding because, of course, we want American citizens to benefit from those hospital services, not to be taxed, and then to have those hospital services go to illegal aliens. The second of which is the Biden administration gave mass parole to millions upon millions of illegal aliens, and then they simultaneously made those parolees eligible for health care benefits funded by taxpayers. In the One Big Beautiful Bill, President Trump and congressional Republicans turned off that money to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats want to turn it back on. And in their initial proposal, the first thing that they put out to reopen the government, they actually turned that money for health care benefits for illegal aliens back on. So it's not something that we made up. It's not a talking point. It is in the text of the bill that they initially gave to us to reopen the government. It's preposterous for them to run away from it now. But look, let's set that all to the side. Let's open up the government. Let's negotiate on all of these health care policy issues. Obviously, we're not going to support health care benefits for illegal aliens, but we will work with them to lower health care costs for American citizens if they're willing to do so.
All right. Well, there you go. That is the vice president. And the folks in the media, they are freaking out as well. They don't know how to handle this because they know the Democrats are now in a free fall. It's insane. Oh, I've got to play this. This is CNN. They had Schumer on to talk about the shutdown. Here's how that went.
Every Republican who's gone on TV the last 12 hours or so has called this the Schumer shutdown. What do you say about that name? Senator Schumer, can you hear me?
I can't hear.
Senator Schumer, can you hear me? I don't think Senator Schumer can hear me right now. Maybe the government shutdown included audio on Capitol Hill.
Oh, jeez. By the way, the guy looked like Joe Biden. I don't know. Schumer is rapidly on the decline here. But by the way, he could hear him because you heard him ask, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. CNN, stop calling it a Schumer shutdown. I can hear you.
By the way, Trump, Trump is a presidential troller. I love our president. So they hauled all Schumer and Hakeem into the Oval Office yesterday. for a little sit down to see if they could figure this thing out. And by the way, there's really nothing to figure out here because the Republicans have the upper hand. As a matter of fact, the Republicans' argument is the same argument that the Democrats used the last time the government got shut down. And hear me on this. This whole thing's a bleep show, by the way, including on the Republican side, because the CR, the continuing resolution, still has spending at Biden-era levels. So what's causing all the controversy here was actually created by the Democrats in the first place. So that's why we know this is all about politics. So, yeah, it's a horrible thing. If you are a Republican, you're really upset about this because we're not cutting any spending at all. And that's the point I've been trying to convey on this program. But the reality is it's better than nothing. And that's pretty much the best thing I can say about all of this. And whether or not we're actually going to get around to cutting all of this bloat and fat out of the budget, who knows? Who knows? But right now, we are dealing with the Schumer shutdown. And that's what this is all about. So Trump invites Hakeem and Chucky to the Oval Office, and he literally offers them some MAGA hats that say it's a Trump 49, I think, or so. The suggestion is that Trump may run for a third term in office. It was brilliant. Both of the men declined the hats. I would have taken the hat. I sure would have. That's a keepsake. Yeah, definitely. So anyway, President trying to have a little bit of fun, trying to have a little bit of humor. But, you know, the Democrats, they don't have a sense of humor. It's really sad. It's one of their major, major flaws. All right, we got to take a break here. Again, ladies and gentlemen, are you being impacted by the Schumer shutdown? And should the Republicans hold their ground? This thing could go on for a while. I'm wondering if the Democrats are going to blink. We had three Democrats voting with the Republicans in the Senate, but they got to have 60 votes. And it would take a miracle for the Republicans to get the votes they need. So right now, we're just waiting. I do think this needs to happen. As soon as humanly possible, the firings need to commence. And I would do them all. A lot of people are saying, well, let's do them all in one fell swoop. Maybe you do, I don't know, 10,000 a day until they reopen the government. I don't know. But I say we need to start firing those government workers. If you're non-essential, why are my tax dollars being used? That's what I want to know. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Friends, here's a reality check. Your biggest retirement expense likely isn't groceries or health care. It's taxes. Add inflation eating away at your dollar, and it's easy to see why so many run out of money. Lassiter Capital helps solve that problem by giving you access to real estate investments designed to generate income, protect against inflation, and provide huge tax advantages. Founder Ty Lassiter calls it the four keys to investment success. Visit LassiterCapital.com/Starnes or call 817-912-1569 to schedule your free consultation. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So there is a crazy story out of Auburn, Massachusetts, and it's really disgusting. So there was a high school there, Auburn High School, and the kids were told to write a story and make a poster about their personal hero. And they then gave the kids a list of the appropriate political heroes, personal heroes, that they could actually honor. This is insane. So instead, it seems to me, if you're going to be a teacher, you're like, all right, you're going to create a project based on your personal hero. I mean, it could be Ronald Reagan or Superman or Kermit the Frog. I don't know. But that's a personal thing for you. You would not actually present some sort of a pre-approved list, but that's exactly what the school did here. And so they gave the kids a list. I don't know, there are about 40 or 50 names on the list here of modern-day heroes who are alive, and then there was a column, and it featured those who were dead. And here are the heroes that they were allowed to choose from. They could choose from Al Gore. Oh, God. I'm sorry. They could choose from Al Gore. They could choose Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Oprah, Taylor Swift. Oh, gosh. Stevie Wonder. And the list goes on and on and on. Every single George Clooney, every single person on the list is a leftist. Every single one. There were no conservatives on the list at all, alive or dead. No Billy Graham, no Ronald Reagan, no John Wayne. None of that. Lee Greenwood, no. Mm-mm. No. Not even Charlie Kirk. And that's real. Where the story gets interesting. So one of the students actually chose Charlie Kirk, said, teacher, my personal hero is Charlie Kirk. I'd like to create a project based on his life. And the teacher said no, that Charlie Kirk was too political. Charlie Kirk was too political. Meanwhile, at Auburn High School, they're telling us that Barack Hussein Obama... Oh, Big Mike was on the list, too. That's Mrs. O. Big Mike was on the list. You're telling me that Barack Obama is not too political? Well, not according to Auburn High School in Massachusetts. By the way, Colleen West exposing all of this in an exclusive story on Facebook, even posted screenshots of the actual list. So explain to me why it was okay. As a matter of fact, every person on this list is a political person. Or a political figure, including one Taylor Swift. So a parent found out what happened. The parent called the school or emailed the school and the administration and said, hey, what's going on here? Why can't my kid honor Charlie Kirk? And the school said, we're standing by our decision. And they refused to allow the student to write his essay and to create the poster based on the life and times of one Charlie Kirk. So now the story is going viral. And the school has had a change of heart. Now, they didn't apologize, but they said they do want to support all of the students, regardless of their political leanings, in what they called the complicated times of America. Well, I just want to say something here about that. I don't see anything complicated about this at all. As a matter of fact, the people who control the Auburn School District, which is paid for by our tax dollars, it seems to me they're being run by a bunch of far-left radical activists who are filling their classrooms with propaganda, and they're indoctrinating your kids. That's what I think is going on. It's not all that complicated at all to me. But I'm getting a little sick and tired of this anti-Christian, anti-conservative propaganda and ideology that's spewing out of these taxpayer-funded classrooms. And there's still no word on whether or not the kid's going to be able to honor Charlie Kirk. All right. Big M, hey, Big Mike, go for it, but not Charlie. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is The Todd Stern Show. Friends, I want to tell you about a new movie. It's called Sketch, and it's the latest from our good friends over at Angel Studios, the folks who are committed to bringing faith-based, family-friendly entertainment back to the big screen. Now, this one's a real treat. Sketch is imaginative, heartwarming, and just plain fun. Picture Stranger Things meets Inside Out, only clean, uplifting, and packed with values you can actually feel good about sharing with your kids. It's the story of a little girl whose sketchbook falls into a mysterious pond, and suddenly all her drawings come to life. It's got excitement, a little suspense, and a whole lot of laughs. If you're already a premium Angel Guild member, your two free tickets to Sketch are ready and waiting. If you're not, well, now's the time. Sign up today and see Sketch in theaters starting August 6th. Plus, you'll get access to Angel Studios' entire streaming library, content that reflects your values, honors your faith, and uplifts your family. If you're tired of the junk Hollywood keeps churning out and you're ready to support movies that are wholesome, meaningful, and made with heart, head over to angel.com/darns and become a premium Angel Guild member today. So the Washington Post editorial board is enraged right now at the Democrats, and they're warning that the Schumer shutdown is a trap. And no doubt about it, it is, and they walked right into it. It's just a beautiful thing. So the Post, the entire editorial board, is calling out the Democrat Party, and they're saying that Chuck Schumer has basically walked into a trap, and he's doing the bidding of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. And again, I told you early on, I truly believe that the radical progressives are the ones that are really in charge of the Democrat Party right now. It's not Chuck Schumer. It's not Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, this is an incredible thing. And as the Post points out, now Russell Vogt has extraordinary authority to decide which agencies have to shut down, where the spending goes, what's being prioritized. And as President Trump said yesterday, they can do things during the shutdown that are irreversible. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our great friend and great Congresswoman, Mary Miller. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
I am, and I say every time we're living in exciting times, and President Trump is fulfilling his promises and working tirelessly to make America great again and to prioritize American citizens.
And isn't that what this is all about? And the Schumer shutdown ultimately is about whether or not we're going to fund health care for illegal aliens and restore funding to NPR and PBS.
Absolutely. And I want to remind people that the Democrats prove who they are by what they do. And now they want to spend an outrageous amount of money. This is borrowed money. We are talking $1.5 trillion more than what we have funded the government for, and it's to prioritize health care for illegals, which they call it free health care for illegals. There's no such thing as free. This is taxpayer-funded health care. I always told my kids the government has no money except what they've confiscated from hardworking Americans and what they've printed.
I mean, it's really shocking, Congresswoman, when you look at where the Democrats are. They're on the other side of this. I mean, the New York Times poll that came out yesterday clearly showing an overwhelming majority of Americans, including a good many Democrats, do not want the government to shut down. But Chuck Schumer is turning a blind eye to that. It's really amazing how committed they are to these radical progressives up on Capitol Hill.
And they deceive and lie. And people ask me all the time what my biggest surprise was when I went to D.C. And I don't want to say it, but it's true. It's the way the Democrats lie without shame. For example, when we wanted to take, or it was my provision actually first for SNAP benefits, is to take non-citizens off of taxpayer benefit rolls and to get able-bodied Americans to go work 20 hours a week, go to work or go into some job training program. They start playing their old broken record that we want to starve children and we want to keep health care from our senior citizens. That is not true. These people are radical, and they like Schumer and these the ancient Democrats that are out there are kowtowing to the very radical base. They're very radical bait.
I'm curious how long you think this is going to go on. I know we had Roger Marshall on Newsmax last night. He says they don't have the votes in the Senate today. I know that Thune is going to do a vote. How long do you think this goes on?
I personally am kind of surprised that it's gone on this long, which I know it hasn't. What has it been, 18 hours, 12 hours? No, it's been, 12 hours. I'm kind of surprised that they're holding the line this long, because the American people are not going to put up with this kind of chaos. And also to voice this kind of chaos on the American people, to basically you know, our military is not going to get paid, our border patrol, you know, other people in the government. But President Trump will use it for good. He's talking about between he and Russ Vogt, who's with the Office of,
OMB, Office,
kind of yeah, he's overseeing the budget, the management of the budget. I believe between the two of them, they're going to work to shrink the government even more. Our government is so big. The American people cannot fathom how big, how unaccountable and inefficient our government is. And President Trump wants to shrink it, and he will use this opportunity to do it.
Congresswoman Mary Miller from the great state of Illinois on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, Congresswoman, I couldn't help but smile as I read the headline coming out of Chicago. More than 300 federal agents, some rappelling down from Blackhawks, raided a building in Chicago. I will tell you that right now in Memphis, where I live, my hometown, we have had a massive surge, and it is a beautiful thing to see thugs on the run. And it looks like that's happening in Chicago as well.
Absolutely. I'm so pleased with President Trump and his administration and the brave ICE agents who are on the ground in Chicago. These men and women are truly heroes and deserve our applause and gratitude. And I, there again, I want to remind the listener that this is not a partisan issue. All Americans deserve to live in safe communities. Chicago's had a crime problem for 13 years. They've unfortunately had the record of the number of murders in their city. And then now to amplify the crime problem by being a sanctuary for violent criminals, and then to interfere with having them be arrested and deported is unbelievable. And I lay a lot of the blame for all this on the legacy media, because they are not covering this. They're basically being cover for J.B. Pritzker and Brandon Johnson and their failed policies.
And again, going back to the whole point of this is the lawlessness. You've had these George Soros district attorneys, these radical judges, putting these very dangerous people back out on the streets. And the American people have said enough is enough. I know in Memphis, we're a majority. I mean, we're a super Democrat city. 84% of the people here are excited that President Trump is sending in the National Guard.
Yeah, the Democrats' behavior is shameful. I just talked to Joe Abraham. His daughter was killed by an illegal in Champaign-Urbana in January. Not one Democrat politician in Illinois has reached out to him. And he has said, and it's true, I have been given a life sentence. In fact, I could hear he was crying on the phone when I hung up. And this, and it's, the thing is, the listener, you could be next. It could be your friend or loved one that is killed by an illegal in our country. And these are the people that the Democrats, number one, welcomed into our country, facilitated basically the invasion and set them up with benefits, and now are harboring.
Mm. All right. Well, Congresswoman, we appreciate you fighting the good fight, as you always do. And I know that you've also, as we wrap up here, you had some incredibly kind things to say about Charlie Kirk, who was a great son of the state of Illinois, and the impact, the legacy that he's going to have in this country.
Yes, and Charlie Kirk was undeterred. He came from a blue state. He had all kinds of opposition and his own kind of trials that he had to overcome to get his message out, but he did not stop, and I think that that should inspire the rest of us.
All right. Well, Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you again. Always good hearing from you.
You too. Keep up the great work.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Miller from the great state of Illinois. We've got to take a quick break. This is the Todd Stern Show. MyPillow is excited to announce they're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back-in-stock special, and a closeout deal you won't find anywhere else. MyPillow bed sheets, only $29.88, any color, any style, any size, even kings. Regularly priced at $119.98 and now only $29.88. Once they're gone for good. My towels, finally, back in stock, but not for long. Get a 6-piece My Towel set, normally priced at $69.98, now only $39.98. And for the first and only time, get their limited edition premium MyPillows made with Giza cotton. Queen $17.98, Kings only $19.98. Also for a limited time, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping plus $100 in free digital gifts. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. Use your promo code for the best offers ever. Quantities are extremely limited, so order now. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Here's how bad it is for the Schumer shutdown crowd. Even CNN, they've completely lost the Democrats. Just a few moments ago, CNN played Chuckie Schumer some of his own words. Take a listen to what happened.
One of the things that Republicans are also doing, and they're doing in the White House press briefing, it's a running sound of Democrats talking about shutdowns in the past, including sound of you. This is the type of thing you've said about shutdowns in the past. Let's listen.
What if I persuaded my caucus to say I'm going to shut the government down, I'm going to not pay our bills unless I get my way? It's a politics of idiocy, of confrontation, of paralysis.
Shutting down government over a policy difference is self-defeating. We can never hold American workers hostage again.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
That was you three times now, in the past. Go ahead. What's different
that
this
was,
time?
Yeah, that was in March, John, before they had done these horrible things to health care, before they had introduced these rescissions which would allow them to ignore the budget process. And the bottom line is, when I was majority leader, we had 13 times to vote on a budget. Do you know why there was no shutdown? We sat and negotiated with the Republicans every time. They got some things, we got some things. They did not negotiate at all. They refused, despite repeated entreaties by Hakeem and me, to go to the White House to sit down with Thune and Johnson. Look, if you want to know who wants a shutdown, look at the House. Johnson had the House adjourn all this week, so they couldn't even if the Senate had come up with a solution, they couldn't vote on it. But now that they've seen they can't bludgeon us, they can't roll us, hopefully they're going to sit down and negotiate now, not kick the can down the road, which they've done. It's been 45 days, and they've never done anything.
Wow, there you go. You know you've lost it when even CNN is turning against you, and that's what's happening right now. And again, this is a Schumer shutdown. That's it. It's very simple. By the way, here is Speaker Mike Johnson. He was on CNN, and he spilled the beans. And he said that Chuck Schumer, in that private White House meeting, in the private Oval Office meeting, Speaker Johnson confirmed to CNN that Chuck Schumer demanded taxpayer-funded health care for illegals directly in President Trump's face. Take a listen.
Chuck Schumer was in the Oval Office with me, 48 hours ago. We were there. The president, as a strong leader, he brought all of us in, all four leaders, Thune and Schumer and myself and Hakeem Jeffries. And the president said, make your case. What is it you want? And Chuck Schumer repeated in that meeting what he put on paper. The counter proposal that he filed, everyone can go read it for themselves, would add $1.5 trillion in new spending on a seven-week stopgap measure. We're not doing that. He wants to give health care to illegal aliens again. We're not doing that. He wanted to claw back $50 billion that our Republican Big Beautiful Bill put in to prop up rural hospitals. Now, people say, why would he do that? I thought he was for health care. Well, a lot of those rural hospitals, most of them are in red states. So I don't know. I don't know what his motivation is, but we can't do it.
All right. We'll keep you updated there. Jeez, Lou. Oh, by the way, speaking of bloated, remember, Dylan, yesterday we were talking about those plus-sized girls that were dancers, the honeybees from the HBCU school? Alabama State.
Yes.
Big girls. Anyway, there's a big controversy surrounding them because the game announcer, when they introduced the honeybees, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a B-E-E-Z. It's very confusing. Anyway, it turns out there's an actual weight requirement, Dylan. So, you know, again, people thought, oh, well, they're just mocking, you know, the announcer was mocking these girls for being plus-sized, when in fact, the minimum weight requirement, this is the minimum weight requirement to be a honeybee, you've got to be between 230 and 250 pounds.
I mean, that's some leniency there.
That's a lot of honey.
It's true.
So anyway, the announcer, a guy by the name of Joe Bullard, and he's been the longtime announcer for Florida A&M's Marching 100, and he joked about the size of the girls, and as they were mounting the gridiron, he said, congratulate them. They are now the new face of Ozempic. And of course, all you know what broke loose. Now, the girls say they were not offended by this because they get a lot of feedback from the folks in the stands. And I suppose they do. I have nothing but respect for anybody who goes out there and wears a skimpy outfit that's over 250 pounds. And they jiggle and wiggle in front of God and country. Anyway, the New York Times actually felt obligated to explain that Ozempic is an injectable prescription medication for people with type 2 diabetes and has become a popular weight loss drug after seeing commercial success over the last 4 years. Thank you, New York Post. The group was originally formed when band director James Oliver allowed 5 plus-sized young ladies to join the band during a halftime show. Their appearance created a buzz in the crowd, and at the end of the performance, they were given a part in the game day script. Mr. Bullard has since apologized. He said it was supposed to be lighthearted banter that comes with the friendly competition of HBCU band culture. I guarantee you that was probably one of the least offensive things that was said at this band competition. No doubt about it. But anyway, he said he sincerely apologized to the girls from Alabama State University, and he said that he understands now that the way those words came across was hurtful and disrespectful. He said, to anyone who was offended, I am truly sorry. The guy's been doing this for 50 years. He's probably in his late 70s, early 80s, this poor guy. He said his intention was never to disrespect or belittle the honeybees. Well, there's really nothing little about those girls, so I believe that. I believe that. He says, as an elder, geez, Lou, this is not an apology. This is an essay. As an elder who has been blessed to serve and witness the brilliance of our students for many years, I humbly ask for your forgiveness. It is my hope that we can continue to move forward together in the spirit of unity, excellence, and mutual respect. Wow, they put a lot, this is the New York Post reporting, and they post a lot of photographs of the gals. By the way, the Alabama State University president blasting Bullard for his distasteful comments and said that their artistry was disrespected. Really, was it that offensive to say they were the new face of Ozempic? Was that really a bad thing? I mean, was it poor taste, I guess. Okay, but I mean, if you're going to be a literalist, well, okay. I mean, I don't know. We suggested on the program yesterday that we could, and I would be happy to facilitate this. I will personally pay for a sit down. Maybe we can just help them work out all of their issues. Get all the girls, the honeybees, get the girls together over at the, we'll take them down to the Golden Corral. They've got the all-you-can-eat buffet, and we can just get Mr. Bullard there, and we can just work through all the problems in between trips to the buffet line. Dylan, I think that, you know, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to make that sacrifice for the betterment of America. And who knows, maybe Ozempic might give them a sponsorship. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. The reason we are on air is because we are essential to the good of the nation. No non-essential personnel here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What a great honor to have you with us today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need that if you plan on calling in today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So yesterday I told you about this insane Halloween display in Houston, Texas. It featured mannequins. One of the mannequins was a Mexican dude, and the Mexican dude was lynching two white mannequins wearing MAGA hats or red hats. Well, I knew that our great affiliate in Houston would be all over this story, and I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line because the owner of Patriot Talk 920 is joining us. And Matt Velasquez, I understand you actually went out to the location.
I did. I had to drive and see it for myself, Todd, and it is more disgusting in person than you can imagine.
I want you to take us through this. So this was just like a regular, what, neighborhood?
It's a neighborhood in what's called Houston's Second Ward. So it's a predominantly Hispanic part of town. And the gentleman that has this property, what I learned is he actually has several investment properties in this area. So I think he has a house nearby, but he also has this piece of land where he put these decorations. And basically what he did is he used this plot of land next to some of the housing he had to put this display up of a noose, you know, with two mannequins with red hats on. And what we didn't show in detail that I actually saw later going through some pictures is they had skeleton people kind of buried in the ground with MAGA hats on that literally had the Make America Great Again. In person, he literally just put it out there for a display of it's okay to say, let's go ahead and hang up every MAGA supporter. But there's no issue with that.
It's really fascinating because the local media doesn't seem to have a problem with this at all. And, man, I'm wondering if they would be singing a different tune if you had a guy dressed up in the KKK outfit lynching a couple of black mannequins.
In a heartbeat. Yeah, exactly. And that was the point I was making when I made the visit yesterday. I did a quick little social media video while I was out there, and it's the hypocrisy that's coming from the left media and also from the leftist leadership. Our local leaders, the city councilman for that area, the county commissioner for that area, no one has said a thing. But I guarantee you, like you said, if it had been two black people, two Hispanic people, they were being lynched by someone wearing a red hat, they would have been in front of the cameras on day one, and the leftist local media would have been doing their bidding.
Wow. According to Houston Public Media, that's funded by your tax dollars, I have to assume, Velasquez. Here's what they had to say. Some, including the Houston Chronicle, have perceived the hanging mannequins to be agents for ICE. But Rodriguez told Houston Public Media they do not depict ICE agents. No, I think they depict MAGA people. That's what I think they depict.
And what's funny is Mr. Rodriguez actually went on a local late night television show himself and was saying the same thing, saying, no, they don't depict the ICE agents. They don't depict anybody. It's just, you know, a political statement. And that's the most oblivious gaslighting I've ever seen in my life. It's for him to go on local television and say, yeah, it doesn't really depict anyone, when you have two people in red hats with a Mexican person hanging them right there with zip ties in their pockets.
What I think is interesting here is that the Houston PD was called in, Matt, and I understand that they said there were no laws that were broken by the display. Again, if this was two black mannequins being lynched, that would be a hate crime, and the owner would have been arrested. It's that simple.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the double standard that we're living in right now. And, you know, unfortunately, we have come to the us versus them point in society. And us as conservatives, you know, we've always been great about, you know, live your life. We're going to live ours. but we can't really be in that position anymore. And we have to speak up. You know, again, we do it peacefully. We do it and don't do it through violence, but we have to be loud. And that's why I decided, you know, I'm not in front of the camera, social media person. I leave that to the rest of my staff, but I kind of had enough. I said, I have to go see this in person myself and kind of document what's going on here, because if nobody else will stand up for this, then who will?
Good for you. No, I'm glad you did that, and I had no doubt that you would be over there to report on that. You know, it's interesting. According to Houston Public Media, in 2016, this guy for Halloween decided to lynch President Trump. So this guy's something's not right with this fella.
100%. And you know, as I was sitting there looking at his decorations, I was like, well, you know, they sure Bubba Wallace and them sure got upset over a garage pull, but this is okay, I guess.
Unbelievable. I'm curious, Matt, what are people saying? They're calling into Patriot Talk 920. What are they telling you guys?
They're all on board with what we're saying. You know, the hypocrisy is what is the most frustrating thing about this. You know, it's one thing to see the evil depiction of what's going on. That in itself is bad enough. But the hypocrisy coming from the left is what's really getting to us at this point. And then if you turn and look at our social media, where we get, you know, people from the right and from the left commenting, the gaslighting again, the people from the left, they're just like, well, this is freedom of speech. We see nothing wrong with this. But again, like we've said time and time again, if the roles were reversed here, what would be happening right now? What kind of riots would be going on in the streets of Houston at this moment?
You know, you'd have Jasmine Crockett marching through the neighborhood. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. Matt Velasquez is the owner and president of Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, our terrific affiliate there. You know, Matt, I'm curious, you know, when you're looking at crime, and I know Houston has been impacted as just about every other major city out there, what are your constituents saying when it comes to the president sending in federal agents, law enforcement to help deal with the crime?
Oh, we're ready to have the welcoming party here, just like how y'all did in Memphis. We want to welcome them straight in. You know, of course, the city officials, being that they're leftist lunatics, they're going to, you know, cry and moan about that. But, you know, the people that know crime is one of the biggest issues in Houston, we welcome that coming to Houston. We need it desperately because our local leadership is not doing enough. And there's a lot of controversy going on at the county level regarding supporting our local law enforcement. And the commissioners want to do it, but our county judge does not. So we really are at a difficult moment here in the Houston-Harris County area.
Well, it's, you know, again, it's radio stations like yours, though, locally owned, locally run, that I think are really going to move the needle when it comes to, you know, electing more conservatives to office there in Houston.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's big about terrestrial radio is, you know, we can get our national news from any website these days, but it's local terrestrial radio that's going to tell you what's going on at the city and county level. And that's more important nowadays than ever.
All right. Well, Matt, we're going to let you get back to it. We just love your radio station. And it's always fun, by the way. We get a lot of calls from the Houston area. So you guys have a lot of listeners out there.
I love it. Every time I'm listening while I'm in the car, I love hearing a Houston caller.
All right, Matt, we're going to let you get back to it. Always appreciate the great work you guys are doing there down in Houston.
All right. God bless, Todd. Appreciate you.
All right. Matt Velasquez, and just a salt of the earth guy. And let me tell you something. He knows all the great spots to grab food in Houston. And we went to a taco joint, family owned taco joint. I cannot remember the name of that place to save my life, but it was amazing. Just good, kind hearted folks. And that radio station, they are really moving the needle when it comes to conservative politics in Houston. So I'm curious here, folks, this Halloween display, free speech, do you let it ride, or is there something else going on here? Is there a double standard? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, Todd. Just wanted to say to the furloughed federal employees who I suspect will be getting layoff notices by quitting time Friday, when you get those notices, remember, you're not losing your job because Trump's a meanie. You're losing your job because Big Bird, All Things Considered, and Masterpiece Theater are more important to them than your ability to feed your family. It's more important to them to provide health care for illegals than it is for you to feed your family. Remember?
Yeah, it's true. It's really that simple. Illegals and Big Bird matter more to the Democrats. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show. Look, we've been promoting all this week a soft launch of a campaign to begin raising funds so that we can hire more Christian conservative journalists. We're expanding our digital operations over the coming year, and we need your help to do that. And if you go to ToddStearns.com and scroll down, you will see the headline, How You Can Support the Todd Stern Show. When you go to that, when you just click on that, and it'll provide you with a link where you can make a donation. And we're doing this primarily because all of the liberal organizations in America are doing this, and a number of conservative organizations are as well. Right now, more than 1.5 million people visit my website monthly for news and information delivered from a Christian worldview. And so we want to increase those numbers, and we want to increase the content as well. There are a lot of stories we're just not able to get to because we don't have the bodies. So more than a half a million people download my daily podcast. Excuse me. And more than 1 million people listen to the daily radio show. So we've got a big audience, and we want to serve that audience. And we're going to do that by hiring more journalists, and that's where we need your help. And you can make a one-time or monthly donation. It could be as little as $5 a month, or maybe you want to give more. And you can certainly make that option. It's really whatever is on your heart to give and help us financially. We greatly appreciate that. And again, just go to ToddStearns.com and scroll down, and you'll see the headline, How You Can Support the Todd Stern Show, and you'll be able to lend us a helping hand. We're going to be doing some very nice things for all of our donors in the coming months, and you'll be hearing more about those exclusives and things of that nature. But right now, we're just doing a soft launch, and we're reaching out to all of our great loyal listeners and saying, hey, if you support conservative talk radio, lend us a helping hand. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So, had the opportunity last night to sit down with Senator Roger Marshall on Newsmax. Here's that conversation. Senator, we certainly appreciate you taking some time out of clearly a busy evening there on Capitol Hill. I want to get your reaction to this. Just coming in from the White House, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt posting this on X, Democrats are proudly shutting down the federal government over free health care to illegal aliens. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think that Chuck Schumer clearly is choosing his political livelihood over what's best for the country, that he is answering to his base, his far left base, who are demanding him shut this government down. Look at everything he's done step by step. He wanted to shut this government down. What his base doesn't realize yet is they lost the election, that elections have consequences. All we've asked them to do is continuing funding at the levels that they chose. And instead, they want $1.5 trillion more. So Chuck Schumer owns this. Their demands are just simply not even worth even considering yet.
And Senator, here's how we know that this is all about politics. Let's go back to 2018, and let's take a listen to some Democrats who were slamming government shutdown tactics, the same ones they're now accused of using. Let's listen.
We do not want to shut down the government. You have called 20 times to shut down the government. You say, I want to shut down the government. We don't. We want to come to an agreement.
The last time you shut it down, you got killed.
Let me say something, Mr. President.
This is the most unfortunate thing. We came in here in good faith, and we're entering into this kind of a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
It's
called transparency.
I know. It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts.
Wow. Senator, I'm just curious. This New York Times poll we mentioned earlier today, an overwhelming number of the American people don't want the government to shut down. So why are the Democrats committing political suicide here?
Well, again, I think Chuck Schumer is trying to save his own skin, that he has AOC attacking him from his left. His base is attacking from his left as well. The left has taken over the Democrat Party. They have Trumpitis. Anything to do with President Trump, they want to be against it as well. So their hatred for Donald Trump is so strong, they're willing to shut down the government at the expense of the American people as well. I think this is really political theater at this point in time. I hope the shutdown short. I hope that we can return back to responsible spending as well. And that's what our goals are. Keep the government open with responsible spending.
And of course, this is now a foregone conclusion. And we know that because the majority leader announcing that he's going to be holding a vote tomorrow to reopen the government. Do you anticipate any more Democrats? I believe three joined with the Republicans today. Are you guys going to be able to hit the magic number?
No, I don't know that we're going to get to 60 yet. I think that Chuck Schumer has a drama plan probably to keep the government shut down over the weekend and to appease his base. And suddenly he'll see the light next week, hopefully before anybody misses their paychecks as well. But I think he wants the drama. He loves the camera. He'll be in front of the camera all weekend stirring things up as well. But I think that at the end of the day, the American public knows that this shutdown is resting on Chuck Schumer's shoulders. Personally, I'm ready to do business. We should be talking about driving down the cost of health care instead of these Obamacare subsidies. Let's attack the real problem, the cost of health care. We have a legislation that would put price tags on what you're going to get done at a hospital. Could you imagine that? So we can let patients become consumers again. We can work on PBM reform. There are so many good things we could be working on, and this is another week-long stall from Chuck Schumer.
All right, there you go. That was a bit of the interview we did last night on Newsmax TV with Senator Roger Marshall from the great state of Kansas. You know, we've been talking a lot about the aftermath of Charlie Kirk and his death and his assassination. Just before Charlie died, he had written the foreword for a new book. It's called Pagan Threat. This was the very last published work and the very last published words of Charlie, the book authored by our good friend Pastor Lucas Miles. And Charlie said that Pagan Threat could actually save America. Charlie says you need to read, internalize, and share the book. It has a plan to stop the wokeism that has infected the nation. It's already an Amazon bestseller, number one. Pagan Threat, available wherever books are sold. By the way, you can get the book free. That's right, Pagan Threat, free. With Newsmax's special offer, you can save $30. Go right now to paganthreat.com. That's paganthreat.com, and you'll be able to get all of the information. Again, millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones, and they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go to paganthreat.com. Again, that website address, paganthreat.com. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. We have a whole lot more news. Our good buddy Tony Perkins is going to drop by from Family Research Council. Some very dangerous things happening now with the Southern Poverty Law Center. So we'll bring you up to speed on that, as well as Scott Coburn, who is the chief marketing officer at Patriot Mobile. So going to be a lot of fun today. This is the Todd Stern Show.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
All right. Working on emails with the White House staff. So just wanted to share this intel. All of you folks in Memphis listening to us on KWAM, the Secretary of War is going to be in town today. He is going to be speaking at around 5:15 Eastern time. We also understand the Attorney General Pam Bondi is going to be in Memphis as well, and we're working on getting them on the show either live today, or we're going to do a pre-tape interview with the Defense Secretary, or rather the Secretary of War and the Attorney General. I am curious, though, for you folk in Memphis. How's it working out for you? You know, the National Guard is not even in town, but there's been a massive surge of police and law enforcement in the city of Memphis. And I'm curious how that's working out for you. Give us your experiences, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I've been getting a lot of calls from people saying that there are roadblocks set up all over the city, and the police are checking to see if you have a driver's license, you have insurance, to see if you have expired tags. Dylan, I'm curious, have you been caught up in any of the roadblocks?
Not yet.
You know who has?
Yes, I do.
Our call screener. Miss Cassie.
She has. She got caught up. She got caught.
And then she tried to outrun the popo, and no, I'm just kidding.
It's because she's not from here.
She's a good law-abiding citizen. She's from Jersey.
So
technically she's a foreigner. If you're in Tennessee and you're from Jersey, you don't speak the language.
South. We're the South now. We have a different language.
Right, exactly. So I don't know. I get the Citizen app. I don't know if you've downloaded the Citizen app. It was going off like it was insane last night.
Yeah. They give you all sorts of news. They give you the local and the national. So, I mean, we get all this local, like, police pulled over this guy. There's a traffic stop here.
I love this. And so the newspaper, we're not doing this, but the local TV stations and the city government, they're actually out there telling people how to evade law enforcement. That's insane. I'm not doing that.
Just follow the law.
Exactly. And there was one TV station, what to do? Coming up at 10, what to do if you've been pulled over by the National Guard? Well, I'll tell you what to do. Stop and put your hands up in the air. It's insane. There's no reason for you to be afraid. People are, you know, and it's not the people, it's the reporters. People are afraid in Memphis. Really? Who's afraid? You know what people are afraid of? They're not afraid of the National Guard. They're afraid of getting carjacked by your 9-year-old thug. That's what they're afraid of. So it cracks me up that these people are out there in the journalism world because they clearly cannot read the room. Everybody is sick and tired of the crime. Everybody. No matter where you go. So anyway, 901-260-5926 if you're in Memphis and want to give us an update on the situation there. Again, that's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here from Jamal Bowman. Remember that guy? He was elected to Congress from New York, principal, high school principal. The guy gets elected, and he pulled the fire alarm to sabotage a vote, and then he got booted. So Jamal Bowman is out there on CNN, and he's talking about black people, and he said that black people suffer from heart disease and obesity because of stress. And he said that the reason why they're stressed out is, well, you got to hear it for yourself. Take a listen.
And the problem is we're not dealing with America's original sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti-LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
Congressman, I mean, where are you on
the ground? Be calm about this. I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease.
I'm white. I can't comment.
Listen to what I'm saying. The reason why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day. If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Oh, sweet baby carrots. I'm just exhausted. It's exhausting. We're not racist, folks. We're just exhausted. So he says the reason why black people suffer from diabetes, which is what we call it down here in Dixie, that the reason why black folks suffer from the diabetes and heart disease is because people are using the N-word. Now, I don't know. Do you know of anybody that actually uses that that language? The only people I know in America that use that language are rap and hip hop artists. Maybe Quentin Tarantino. If you, Dylan, are you okay?
That was really funny.
But it's true, right? I mean. So anyway, I feel bad for that. You know, I'm sure it has nothing to do with diet, nothing to do with genetics. You know, Dylan, you know, our family, we suffer, believe it or not, we suffer from cholesterol, high cholesterol.
Yes.
And sometimes some of that is just genetic. That's the way you're put together. You could be a healthy eater. I will give you an example, all right? So your grandpa and your great uncle, one of them was a big jogger, an exerciser, Uncle Bob. Remember Uncle Bob? So Uncle Bob, he loved to go out there and jog and exercise, and he was physically fit. And if you notice Uncle Bob, he would never eat the fried chicken at the family gatherings, right? He would always eat like the grilled chicken and cottage cheese. To this day, that disgusts me. Not Uncle Bob, the cottage cheese. We love Uncle Bob. And he was just a healthy, healthy guy. And then there was Uncle Jerry, who's your grandpa. And Uncle Jerry did not jog. Is that fair to say? We can say that. Uncle Jerry did not jog.
I think it's fair.
And he did eat the fried chicken and a lot of other very unhealthy stuff.
Yeah. The Mexican restaurants were his favorite.
He loved the Mexican food.
Mi Pueblo. You know it.
And he tried to talk the language.
Poor waiters.
It was more like Southern Spanish.
Yeah. He did have the Southern twang to his olas.
But they loved the Mexican restaurant. They loved Uncle Jerry.
They loved him.
Yeah. He was chowing down on the chips and salsa. Oh, my word. Where am I going with this story? Oh, so here we go. So Uncle Jerry is out there, and you know, both Uncle Jerry and Uncle Bob are now in heaven. But are you ready for this? This happened, I believe, within the same year. Uncle Jerry had to have open heart surgery and had to have triple bypass, and so did Uncle Bob. And just the reality is, one was clearly healthy, the other was not. But it was genetics. I mean, it is what it is. So I'm just saying here, back to Jamal Bowman, that maybe it has nothing to do with racism at all. Or maybe people just need to stop listening to the hip-hop and the rap music. That damn rap music! It gave me the diabetes! I don't know. 901-260-5926. Let's get... Normally, we do not allow callers to call in, you know, back-to-back, but I'm making an exception because we have the black conservative who I believe is qualified to talk about diabetes.
I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher on diabetes. Especially in the black community. You got to be kidding me. You can't make this stuff up.
No, sir. Look. You can't make it up. So,
look, you're going to have diabetes in the black community, in any community, if all you do is sit around all day and have pig feet, pig ears, pig tails, pig foot, pig testicles, all the chitlins, and eating all that fat stuff every day. You're going to have some form of diabetes. It ain't got nothing to do with white racism. If you come to the guy fried chicken, fried liver, fried gizzard, you know, all day long, greasy food, you're probably going to have some form of some kind of diabetes for being overweight. But, you know, maybe sweet potato may give you that. I don't know. If you use butter and sugar in it, maybe so. But, you know, Democrats have no kind of answer or recourse to fix any kind of problem or to bridge the gap or the divide in this country other than to constantly demonize this country over the history of slavery as if America was the only country that participated in the slave guild. You know, it's time to get past that. It really is. But I just wanted to comment on the reason most blacks have diabetes. It's not due to white racism in this country or America not getting over the woes of slavery. It's because of their diet.
To Jamal Bowman, I would say, sir, eat a salad. For God's sake, sir, just eat a salad. But again, when you look at the breakdown, and they haven't actually done a breakdown per se on how many white Southerners have diabetes, but we do, white adults do have higher diabetes in the Southern states. And it goes back to what you just said. It is our diet down here. And we just like good eating. What can I say? You know, it is what it is.
It's just a smokescreen. They don't of have course. No answer when they're on the floor in Congress. They just constantly want to use, slavery in America as a cloak for immorality in the Democrat Party. But beyond that, I agree one thing, what you said earlier. What really made me call in was when you said that Chuck Schumer, you know, he's being hassled by, Jasmine Crockett and others like AOC. And I believe you're right about that. He knows that most government employees get paid, you know, every 30 days, every 2 weeks or whatever. He just buying time. Democrats just buying time because this is, you know, they are a party that has totally lost every concept of morality, whatever.
They've lost control of it.
They lost control. They're totally a falling party, political party, and there is no. You know, I think I was reading last week. I think it was the New York Times. Some study. They interviewed 34. Listen to this. They interviewed 34. Prominent Democrat leaders to try to figure out what it is that they actually believe or stand for. And out of 34, neither of them could tell us exactly what their core beliefs were. They don't have any core beliefs, you know, that's livable. They don't know what it is they truly stand for.
Hey, real quick, before we got to take a break here, a black conservative, how'd the golf game go yesterday?
Well, actually, I was just teasing with you about that, and I should have let you know. But we plan to go play again on a Saturday before it gets too cold.
Well, yeah, you got to do that before it gets too terribly cold. Well, black conservative, always good hearing from you, my friend, and thank you for the analysis on diabetes.
Yeah, but let go of them pig foots, them pig tails, and pig ears, and that'll clear that diabetes up.
That'll do it. You just walk through the super low, and you'll understand what's wrong with the Southern states. All right. Thank you, black conservative. All right, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure, dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow. With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to go back to the Vice President, J.D. Vance, just going off on Chuck E. Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. Cut number six, please.
What did Senate Democrats ask for? Well, initially, they said that they wanted to shut down the government because Donald Trump was a dictator. Okay, that's absurd. Then they said they wanted to shut down the government because they wanted hundreds of billions of dollars for health care benefits for illegal aliens. That, of course, is also absurd. And now they're saying they just want to work on ensuring that Americans have low-cost health care. Well, I agree with them. Of course, we all want to ensure that Americans have low-cost health care. So let's work together on that. You don't shut the government down. You don't take the government as a hostage because you want to engage in a negotiation about health care costs. Let's do that negotiation, but let's do it in the context of actually opening the government and ensuring those essential services are actually provided to the American people.
Yeah, it's a great point that he raises here. But again, the Schumer shutdown, this is going to be the continuing downfall of the Democrat Party. Even the media, the media is actually trying to help the Democrats out here. It's not that they're attacking the Democrats. They're trying to help the Democrats understand they are on the wrong side of this shutdown issue. And if they don't get this fixed, it's going to be a disaster for the Democrats. So I say, keep doing what you're doing, Democrats. Just keep doing what you're doing. Don't listen to CNN. What's wrong with you? Don't listen to PMS now. Come on, man. Come on. All right. By the way, I've got to give credit where credit is due here. Our good buddy, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, by the way, his wife, Rachel, who's one of the hosts on Fox, was the keynote speaker at a big pro-life gala that I was speaking at the other day. I was the master of ceremonies, the MC, and she was the keynote speaker. Did a great job. Anyway, Sean Duffy, just a great family guy, and he's also a devout Christian. And we told you the story a long time ago of a beautiful painting of Jesus at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. It had been up on the wall for like 80 years. And it's called Christ on the Water, and the painting depicts a group of sailors out in stormy waters, and Jesus is there to help them. And it was super, just a truly beautiful, super painting. Well, anyway, the Biden administration came along, and they said, oh, this painting is offensive to non-Christians, and this painting is unconstitutional because it includes Jesus. So they removed the painting, and they shoved it in the basement, which is where it was for years. So anyway, the transportation secretary got wind of all this and said, no, we're going to reinstall this painting. Turns out it was moldy and mildew, so they had to refurbish this painting, more than 80 years old. And yesterday, the painting was, in fact, reinstalled at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in New York State. And leave it to President Trump to resurrect Jesus from the basement of the Merchant Marine Academy. God bless you, Mr. President. God bless you, sir. Thank you to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy as well. All right, we've got to leave it there. Hang tight. After this break, we'll be right back with our friends at Patriot Mobile.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, your essential conservative talk radio show, especially during the Schumer shutdown. Wow, we have got a lot going on this hour of the program. We are expecting a call from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, along with Attorney General Pam Bondi. They're in Memphis or en route to Memphis, where they're going to be meeting with troops, law enforcement officers that have really descended on the city and are just rooting out the criminal thugs. It is a great day across Memphis, Tennessee, and the Mid-South. Well, I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and it is always fun to talk to our good friends and longtime partners over at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Scott Coburn is the chief marketing officer. Scott, hope you're doing well today.
Well, I certainly am, Todd, and it's always a pleasure to come on and catch up with you. It's been a little while. I know you've got a lot going on, and so have we, so it's good to connect again.
We have, you know, it was so crazy. You guys had an incredible booth at the Gun Owners of America conference in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I was out there doing one of the keynotes, and then we did a book signing, and you guys were just inundated with people. And that's one of the things I love about Patriot Mobile. You guys are at a lot of the events.
We are, Todd, and that was a fantastic event. A lot of people showed out, and just goes to show you how many people are in tune with our Second Amendment rights and what we need to do to protect those. But yeah, you know, that's what makes us different. You know, it'd be real easy for us just to contribute money to these causes, which we need to be doing, but we're actually boots on the ground activists. We, to a man, everyone in this company believes in the mission so much so that we want to be there on the front lines at these events, talking to people, telling them about our mission and how important it is to support companies like Patriot Mobile and others that are fighting for our freedoms.
That's it. And you guys are out there doing all of these events. And I thought it was super cool that you guys were sponsoring Jason Aldean's tour, which I think October 4th is when the tour wraps up. That had to have been a lot of fun.
Oh, Todd, I'm telling you, it's been a wild ride. It's, you know, it's a new thing for us getting into the entertainment space, but I'll tell you, it really has opened our eyes to the importance of us branching out and bringing our message to other people that may not know about Patriot Mobile through the conservative talk radio and other things that we've been doing. Look, everybody knows Jason's story and how he took a stand for freedom, and that's why we chose to sponsor his tour, because he is so outspoken about his love for our country and faith, family, and freedom, which are things that we stand for. And it's been a great ride so far. And yeah, we are wrapping up this weekend out in Florida. We got Tampa on Friday night and then West Palm on Saturday. So any of the listeners out there in the area, we'd love to see you. Look for Patriot Mobile. We'll be there and we're going to be loud.
I love this. And it's been a great tour. And it's just, it goes again to show folks what you guys stand for. And it's not a matter of just offering an incredible wireless service. It's also getting involved in the conservative movement, in the Christian movement across this nation. And I see it everywhere I go. For example, I was just in Lancaster, California, West Coast Baptist College, and got to meet some of the students here who work for one of the Patriot Mobile call centers. And these are the kids that are taking calls and helping folks with their wireless coverage. And it was really exciting to see these young Christian kids that you guys are supporting and providing them with good jobs.
Oh, Todd, it's great that you mentioned that, because they don't get enough credit. Those students out there at West Coast Bible College in Lancaster, California, I mean, what a great group of kids. And look, it's a win-win, because we allow them a chance to earn some money while they're at college, so they don't graduate with a bunch of debt. We can give them a nice income while they're there. But on the other side of that, we get a group of young, passionate, conservative Christian kids that are on fire for the Lord, and our customers love when they call in and get to talk to one of those guys, because they just shine on the calls. And not only that, they're young and they understand the technology more than me. I'm just an old fogey, but those guys understand technology like no other. So it's been a great fit for us, and we're just excited to have our partnership with them.
And by the way, folks, when you call the Patriot Mobile, you're getting American people, right? This is here in America. You're not going to some foreign country for a call center. You're going to be talking to folks who understand exactly where you're coming from and what you need. And that number, by the way, 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-PATRIOT. Use code Todd and you get a free month of service. That's a pretty good deal. And you can also go to the website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, and find out all sorts of great information about Patriot Mobile. You know, Scott, one of the things I was really excited about there in the state of Texas, this effort to put Ten Commandments posters and In God We Trust posters in the school districts there and elsewhere, and you guys are right in the thick of that.
Exactly, Todd. And I'll tell you, it's an honor, really, to be able to do that because, you know our hearts at Patriot Mobile. We put the Lord first, and he really is at the helm of our business. And when we get a chance to participate in something as important as bringing a God and the Word of God back into our schools, I mean, we all agree, you and I, God never should have been taken out of the schools. So certainly we're going to do everything we can to get the Word of God back in front of our students. And we were able to partner with a couple of other organizations. And through that partnership, we have donated more than 50,000 Ten Commandments posters in the states of Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana. And what that means is kids can now, every day when they come in, these are not small posters either, Todd. These are big, easy to read, prominently displayed posters where our children can read the Word of God and understand the importance of the Ten Commandments every day at school, which is just what a blessing it has been to be a part of that.
Yeah, we've got to expand that effort too, and we've got to get those Ten Commandments posters in schools in other states as well. That's so exciting what you guys are up to.
Yeah, it's important, Todd. You know that, and we're pushing through legislative partners of ours to. I would love nothing more than to have all 50 states. I mean, we know that's an uphill battle, but we're not going to stop fighting. I mean, that's what we do. That's our heart, is to continue to promote the things that are most important to us, and God is certainly at the top of that list. But on the other side of that, it's other things that we can do just to let people know how important it is. All of us to be involved in local politics, in school board races, things like that. I mean, our kids are everything, right? We have to do what we can to protect our kids. And I encourage everyone to get involved with local politics, vote in your local elections, and just get involved.
I mean, that's like 95% of it right there. Just show up, get involved. And you guys have done that at Patriot Mobile. And I just have such huge respect, whether it's the NRB, whether it's CPAC or, the Gun Owners of America Convention. You guys also sponsored the Texas Youth Summit, which just wrapped up. And I got to ask you, Scott, especially in the aftermath of that horrible, horrible assassination of Charlie Kirk, what was that experience like being at the Texas Youth Summit?
Well, you're 100% right, Todd. It was a difficult time for sure in light of what happened to our dear friend Charlie Kirk. But I will tell you, I came away more encouraged than ever from that event, and we all did, because we saw the American youth stepping forward and saying, "Hey, we're not going to let Charlie die in vain. We are going to do what we can to carry on his legacy and all the important work that he started, and we're going to double down. It's time to double down," which I think you've seen all the response to TPUSA and others about new chapters, and we want to have a chapter in every high school and college campus in America. That's the goal. That's what Charlie wanted. And I think it's encouraging to see the youth take a stand and move forward with his vision for that.
I'm with you there. So early tomorrow morning, it's like at the crack o' dawn, Scott, there's a local high school, and the kids haven't even gotten permission yet to start a TPUSA chapter. So they're meeting off campus 6:30 in the morning, and we're expecting 60, 70 kids to show up. And they asked me to swing by. I'm going to talk to the kids, try to give them an encouraging word. But I sense enthusiasm. There is a stirring of the spirit across America, and I am so encouraged by what I see with Generation Z as they're standing up and they're ready to take on the mantle.
Oh, it's incredible, Todd. And I'm glad you got a chance to do that. I mean, it's important, and I know you know the importance of that. So all we can do right now is of course we can pray, but we can encourage our kids and our friends' kids, neighbors' kids to get involved. And I'm just seeing that. My son, he's a sophomore at Texas A&M, and he's saying, "Dad, you're not going to believe what's going on at our campus right now. It's been incredible. It's a revival like none we've ever seen. So I'm just going to pray that we continue to carry on the good work that Charlie's done, and we just have a strong godly presence in every campus in America.
And Scott, real quick before we let you go, honestly, you guys would not be able to be as involved as you are if it weren't for the customers who are signing up and are becoming Patriot Mobile customers and partners themselves. And of course, you guys have so many different plans, but you guys, and I think it's important for our audience to hear this directly from you, about how you guys are using your money there and you're supporting so many conservative groups and organizations.
Yeah, and that is the basis of our business. It's why we exist. It's in our DNA is to give, right? And the more customers we're able to bring onto Patriot Mobile, the more we can give. And that really is where our hearts are. And on behalf of our customers, we are proud to sponsor and to contribute to the cause partners that we partner with because it's so important, right? I mean, and look, the beauty of this, Todd, is there's no incremental ask. It's simply by switching your cell phone to Patriot Mobile, you too can contribute every month when you pay your bill to these important causes. And you might save a little money while you're at it at the Patriot Mobile. So it's a win-win for everyone.
And it's a great service, folks, and you're going to get nationwide coverage on all three major U.S. networks. So again, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call them, and you'll probably be talking to a West Coast Baptist College kid. That number is 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Very important. Use code Todd, and that's going to open up all sorts of great benefits for you. Again, code Todd. Scott, man, you guys are kicking it into high gear. Always good hanging out with you, and we really appreciate your partnership here on the show.
Likewise, Todd. We appreciate you. God bless you, and keep up the good work, brother.
All right. There you have it, everybody. Scott Coburn, the Chief Marketing Officer at Patriot Mobile, and we are proud to be customers, and we're proud to be partners with Patriot Mobile. And I'm telling you, I don't see many other organizations out there that are doing the amount of grassroots efforting that Patriot Mobile is doing. And I really appreciate that, and I respect that. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Progressive knows we all crave validation.
Girl, you are not 37.
I would have guessed 27.
You guys are too sweet.
Sure. Dewy skin.
Terrific. Is something wrong, Ned?
Why would you ask? Just because today marks my 10th anniversary without a car accident or even a speeding ticket? But somehow, tonight's all about your skincare.
Wow.
With Snapshot from Progressive, you can get a personalized rate based on how you drive. And that's all the validation you need. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
You know what I find very interesting about the investigation into Charlie Kirk's assassination? It's almost as if that story, have you noticed how quickly it sort of disappeared? And I'm talking about the criminal investigation, the criminal aspect of all of this, and whether or not more people were involved. I just have a lot of questions about why. And I know a lot of that is hopefully going to come out in the court proceedings, but the FBI, of course, they're investigating to see if there were any other people involved. I think more than 20 people they're looking at talking to. But going back to the day of the assassination, where the police did not secure the scene, they did not set up a perimeter, and they allowed Turning Point staff to go in and get cameras and other devices, other technology that was there, and take that away. And the way Turning Point explained it is that, well, they wanted to make sure that they had control of that so they could then turn it over to the FBI. But again, this was a crime scene, and I get it, and their intentions may be as pure as the driven snow, but the reality is that is a crime scene, and I don't care who you are, you have to secure the crime scene, protect all of the evidence so none of it gets contaminated. And for me, that was the strangest part about all of this, aside from the fact that there was there was no security there. And that was a shock for me, that Turning Point or the university, whichever was responsible, and this was Turning Point's event, so usually whoever's hosting the event has to provide for security and first responders and all that. But the idea that there was not an ambulance pre-positioned just in case they needed something, somebody got sick in the crowd or somebody collapsed or whatever, there was no ambulance there. There was clearly not a lot of law enforcement there. And now, by the way, the university is completely, and I mean dismantled, I mean they're like digging up the crime scene and they're putting in something else there now. So if there was evidence that they needed to look for, where is that? But what really bothers me about this, probably more so than anything else, is that there are people out there who say, well, we shouldn't be talking about this anymore. We've got to move on. This is all about honoring Charlie's memory. And look, we do that on this program. I have no problem with that, and we're proud to honor his memory. But it seems to me the best way to honor his memory is to make sure we understand what exactly happened on that day and who exactly was responsible. And it very well may be, at the end of the day, that the gunman that they arrested on that, you know, was in fact the guy on the rooftop who pulled the trigger. But my question is, are you buying what they're trying to sell us? Because clearly word has gone out, especially in the conservative cable television world, that this story is over and it is time to move on. Do not dwell on your questions. And they almost make it seem like you've got something wrong with you if you want to ask these questions. And I don't have, look, I'm not a conspiracy guy, and I'm not saying anything, and I'm just, these are my personal observations. Something is not right here. No, I did, look, I'm not telling people how they should grieve, how they should react. People grieve in many, 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 many different ways. And maybe the staff is, you know, this was their, I don't know, this was their way of dealing with all of that. But you cannot just simply contaminate a crime scene. You can't do that. And where were the police? I just have a lot of questions. And it troubles me that we're not even allowed to talk about it. We're just not. And that's disturbing. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926, Salem, Oregon, KYKN, great radio station. Ted is on the line. Hi, Ted. What's going on?
I agree with you kind of about this cover-up story. I watched Benny Palatan Court TV, you know, and they had a three-person panel discussing that. They said that's the most ridiculous cover story they've ever seen, with a kid with a rifle shoved down his leg, jumping off a building and bending his knee, running away. that poor kid, he left the Mormon church, and you don't do that with Mormons. They've been recruiting kids out of this area for many, many years, and they don't like rejection. And I almost noticed they're teaming up with the Catholic Church a lot, you know, and so.
Well, what does that have to do? You lost me there. I'm not sure what do the Catholics and the Mormons have to do with Charlie's assassination?
Well, they seem to be getting together. It's like the governor there at Utah just recently was at Notre Dame University. I noticed here even that a lot of the priests are mentioning they're accommodating Mormons in their schools and things like that, and I think the Catholic schools here in this area have kind of lost their way, or have lost their way, just like most of the mainline churches have lost their way. And so anyway, the Mormons are very vindictive. They recruit kids in junior high school, and they're into sports.
But what does that have to do with Charlie Kirk's assassination? That's what I'm trying to get at here.
Well, it's just the Mormons. It's just the Mormons.
Are you blaming the Mormons for?
Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Well, where is your evidence of that?
Well, the cover-up story for one, and the fact that kid left the Mormon Church to become a character other than a Mormon, you know.
Well, I don't see that at all. And I've heard a lot of conspiracy theories out there. I haven't heard that one. That's a new one on me. The stories are, and of course, Tucker and Candace Owens and Megyn Kelly, they're out there suggesting that there could be an international issue here with Israel, which I just don't believe. I mean, it very well may be this guy acted alone. I suspect my theory is that this is transgender related. And within that Discord chat group, I think a lot of very, very troubled souls, many of them transgender, conspired together to pull this off. And I would not be surprised at the end of the day if that's what we discover. But there are people now questioning, and it's just insane. And Ted, thank you for the call. There are now people out there suggesting that Charlie's own security team did this. It's just there that a microphone exploded. It was really like an explosive device, that it wasn't a weapon. It's insane. Dylan, have you been on the socials to see all these wild conspiracy theories?
Yeah, pretty much everything you just said, I've heard. And there's like, they try to show a video and slow-mo it. Have you
right.
seen that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't see anything in that video that would prove anything that they say. So I don't know.
I mean, it's, I'm sure all of these people really believe what they're telling us. But there are so many conspiracy theories going on now. It's just it's mind-boggling. It really is. And look, you know, some people are going after, you know, Mrs. Kirk. And they're saying, oh, she's not grieving the right way. Okay, who are you to tell someone how to grieve, right? Some people grieve in different ways. Some people just, you know, they internalize things. Some people use humor and they smile or they laugh. And, you know, it may seem inappropriate, but to them, that's how they are getting through the grief process. It's really shocking to see the level of vitriol out there directed at Turning Point and the Kirk family. I mean, it really is. It's just all very strange. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Just a few moments ago, the vice president came to the White House press briefing room. And I kid you not, ABC News and these reporters are up in arms. And it's not so much about the government shutting down, the Schumer shutdown. They're upset because President Trump created these memes with Hakeem Jeffries in a sombrero and a Mexican mustache. I'm not kidding you here, folks. And ABC is enraged over this. Take a listen.
The sombrero thing, I mean, Hakeem Jeffries said it was racist, and I know that he said that, and I honestly don't even know what that means. Like, is he a Mexican-American that is offended by having a sombrero meme? I mean, I saw one of the major TV stations put the meme up and then say, this is AI-generated, and he had, like, the curly animated mustache, too. It's like, do you really not realize, the American people recognize that he did not actually come to the White House wearing a sombrero and a black curly animation mustache? Like, give the country a little bit of credit. We're all trying to do a very important job for the American people. The President of the United States likes to have a little bit of fun when he's doing it, and I think that's okay.
Oh, sí, señor. Sí, señor, el vice presidente. Sí, sí.
That's the only Spanish I know. Well, I know Gordita, you know, Chalupa. That's about it. You know, what's fascinating is the media, they don't have a sense of humor. And that's sad. I mean, the left, none of the people on the left have a sense of humor at all. And that, to me, is really heartbreaking. The idea that somebody at ABC News actually thought that people would think that Hakeem Jeffries was wearing a sombrero. You know what would have been perfect here? This would have been perfect. I would have loved, as soon as somebody asked that question, I would have loved for a mariachi band to have stepped out onto the platform there in the White House press briefing room. That would have made my day. Or better yet, I would have had Taco Tuesday on Wednesday, right there at the White House and the White House mess hall. That's what you can't make this up. By the way, Vance crushed it today at the conference. Here's another, a little bit longer clip. But Vance was explaining to these morons in the White House press corps why the Democrats are really responsible for what's going on. Take a listen.
There's two key Democrat lies I would like to get your take on and see if you can address. The first is that you're seeing a number of top Democrat leaders, from Kamala Harris to Chuck Schumer to Hakeem Jeffries, claim that it is a Republican shutdown caused by Trump. The second is that they're out there now claiming that they don't want to give health care to illegal aliens. Can you address both of those lies from the Democrat Party?
Yeah, so on the point that it's a Republican shutdown, look, it's obviously a Democratic shutdown. Just look at the vote totals in the House, look at the vote totals in the Senate, and look at the President of the United States' own action and conduct throughout this crisis. Nearly every single House Republican voted to open the government, Matt. Nearly every single Senate Republican voted to open the government last night. And even to their credit, a few moderate Democrats voted to open the government. That's not a Republican shutdown when nearly every single Senate Democrat votes to shut it down and every Republican voted to open it up. It's just obviously not true. Now, you can disagree about a number of things, but you can't disagree about the obvious fact that Republicans voted to open the government. The president stands ready to sign that opening of the government. We just need a few more Democrats to join us in that effort to open the government. Your final question about illegal alien benefits. Look, the text is very clear. And I even saw, I think it was George Stephanopoulos, in an interview with Mike Johnson, did a fact check that was totally rooted in baseless claims. It was basically Democrat propaganda. If you look at the legislative text that they gave us, they tried to turn on two separate provisions that would give health care benefits to illegal aliens. Number one, if you're an American citizen, you've been to a hospital in the last few years, you probably noticed that wait times are especially large, and very often somebody who's there in the emergency room waiting is an illegal alien, very often a person who can't even speak English. Why do those people get health care benefits at hospitals paid for by American citizens? The answer is a decision made by the Biden administration that the Trump administration, working with congressional Republicans, undid. We turned off that money spigot to health care funding for illegal aliens. The Democrats, in their legislative text, want to turn it back on. That's one thing. The second thing, Matt, is we all know that there are various ways in which the Biden administration waived away illegal immigration status. They gave parolees. They gave asylum claims to people who weren't really claiming asylum. And when they waved the magic wand of amnesty, giving millions of people legal status, even though they were in the country illegally, they also gave those people access to health care benefits. So what the Democrats are engaging in is a sleight of hand. They're saying, no. Those weren't illegal aliens who were getting health care benefits, even though everybody knows they were in the country illegally. It's a lie told by the Democrats that they're not trying to give health care benefits to illegal aliens. It's a lie that is obviously untrue if you just look at the text that they gave us. And all you have to do is understand that this is about who benefits. We think the American people's government ought to benefit American citizens. The Democrats are willing to shut it down to benefit illegal aliens. The contrast couldn't be more clear.
Well, there you go. And it's true. And I, this is what I'm loving about this administration. They are all over the messaging. The Republicans are controlling the narrative thanks to President Trump and honestly thanks to the House Republicans. And I will got to give credit to John Thune over in the Senate as well. I mean, well done, guys. But this is not, it's not a one and done. It's every single day of this shutdown, they're going to hammer this message home. And this is why the media is freaking out right now, because they know. They know that the Republicans have the upper hand and that the Republican messaging on this is resonating with the American people. They get it. And it is bad news for all of the Democrats, thanks to the Schumer shutdown. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. The next big shoe to drop, should the administration follow through with the mass firings? Should the president go ahead and say, you know what, you're gone. We're eliminating jobs. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Oh, Lord. So, Media Matters, they're a far-left organization. They hate Donald Trump. They hate Fox News. They hate me. I mean, they really do not like me at all. And it was really their mission to have me fired from Fox News. And they would monitor every single word I said. I mean, it was, these people are, they're just evil. Just evil. And the whole mission of Media Matters, which, by the way, we now understand was getting money from the government. They wanted to shut down conservatives. They wanted to, they took credit for destroying Glenn Beck. And I do know that there are many in the conservative world, and they're terrified of Media Matters. I hate them. And I don't, I know that they know that I hate them. Because it's really, they're really that bad. So last night, I had a segment on Newsmax. We were talking about Bad Bunny. And Dylan, let me know if we can get this. We've got it. All right, hold on. I'll set it up. So first of all, Dylan, I have to tell you, in the commercial break and at Newsmax, you're going to love this. The audio engineers, they love joking around. And you know what they did to troll me?
What's that?
They played Bad Bunny music.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't understand a lick of it. It was a nice tune.
It sounds nice, but you can't understand a word.
Buenos dias, yo quiero Taco Bello. Gordita, I told you, I don't know much Spanish other than gordita and chalupa. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, so we had a segment on Bad Bunny being the Super Bowl, being the Super Bowl singer, halftime performer. And here's how that went. So, Curtis, I've got to talk about this Puerto Rican singer, Bad Bunny, and I think he's a dude, but he does wear pink miniskirts, so I'm not sure if it's Mr. or Miss Bunny. But this guy's going to be performing in the Super Bowl halftime show. So Bad Bunny hates Trump, he hates America, and he does all of his songs in English. I'm wondering if the NFL is going to be providing subtitles for the halftime show. What say you to all of this?
Yeah, well, got a hat tip our colleague Jorge Bonilla for all of this. He's been writing about, you know, this is not a triumph of traditional Hispanic values. Talking about how diversity is our strength, all this nonsense that we're going to be hearing between now and February, do not believe a single word of this. He said Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance is not a triumph of the traditional God, country, and family values that Hispanics have espoused for centuries and brought to America. However, it is a high watermark of an official and political Latino identity, which is exactly true.
Bill, your take on Bad Bunny there. Is he in the Bill D'Agostino playlist?
No, he's not. And that's kind of the point, I think, Todd, is that there's all of these liberals pushing back against anybody who's upset about this, saying, oh, Bad Bunny is one of the most popular artists on earth. And it's like, yes, in countries where English is not the first language, football happens to be a uniquely American tradition. And there is nothing American about a Bad Bunny performance. Yeah. Bad Bunny seems, for all intents and purposes, to hate America. So this is a humiliation ritual.
I was going to say, his lyrics all make right, there you the go. Worst of rap video. All the rap videos and things now seem tame.
Yeah.
Well said. Guys, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate it. Bad Bunny. Bad. Yeah. So there you have it. So Media Matters is all out of sorts over this interview and pointing out that there was nothing American about a Bad Bunny performance. And the guy does hate America. As a matter of fact, the guy said he wasn't going to step foot in the continental U.S. because of all the ICE raids. So I'm not quite sure what that guy was getting at. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let me say this about the Super Bowl. I just, you know, it really, it's sort of a spitting in your face, right? The NFL, they know what they're doing. They're not stupid. They know exactly what they are doing. And this is the first time in a very long time you've actually had a solo performer at the Super Bowl halftime show. So they're wanting to send a message to the rest of the country. What that message is, well, if you don't speak Spanish, you're not going to know what that message is because the guy does not perform in English. For whatever reason, I can't figure that out. So anyway, it's the NFL once again deciding, you know, we're just going to stick it to the American people. Hollywood is forcing, and Hollywood is doing this because they know that they are losing the culture fight. And that's what these people do. It's really unfortunate, but that's the reality of it. Hey, folks, just a reminder, head over to our website, toddstearns.com, scroll down, and you will see the headline, How to Help the Todd Stearns Show. You can join us in our effort as we begin to raise much-needed funding so that we can hire more Christian conservative journalists so that we can continue our effort, our campaign, our mission to tell stories that the mainstream media simply will not tell. And I will say this about our team here, award-winning journalist. So we cover things from a conservative Christian worldview. Within the context of that, we're always doing good journalism, making sure that we get our facts correct, making sure that names are spelled, making sure that the stories make sense. And we're not lifting other people's copy. That's not what we do, which is why we need your help, because we want to be able to hire the best and the brightest. So again, toddstearns.com, scroll down and you will see the How to Help the Todd Stearns Show. Click on that. You can join as a monthly donor or a one-time donor, $5, $10, $50, whatever you can afford. We would greatly appreciate. All right, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, we're going to be bringing you remarks from Pete Hegseth live from Memphis. That's coming up tonight, 5 o'clock on the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. All right, get out of there. Have a great day, everybody. You be good and safe, America.